That's a good question for a start. What hinders you? We need a road sign at this point. Bumps ahead. What hinders you from giving him your unshared love and affection? What hinders you from living in resurrection life and power? Maybe you've never thought about it before. You made a decision, gave your heart to Jesus a long time ago, and then you went to church, and that was it until you get to heaven. Boring, monotonous, nothing changes, life goes on. And you don't really have the joy that you hear people talk about. You can't feel him or experience his love. Others do, and it just makes you feel sad and rather isolated. Beloved, perhaps no one has really ever explained to you what happened the moment you believed. What actually happened, sweetheart, was that you got a new for old policy come to fruition. It paid out. You got the goods, you know, the house insurance policy that gives you new for old if anything happens to the old. Well, something happened to your old the moment you believed. In fact, it happened way before you were born. Jesus took your old life on the cross at Calvary over 2,000 years ago and crucified it with himself. And in exchange, he gave you a completely new life and a new start. I know, I can hear you say. Beloved, allow me to correct you. You don't know. That's the problem, or your life would show it. Your new start, your new DNA is still in the packaging waiting to be unwrapped. It's sitting on the sideboard untouched. Do you know that your old life can't hurt or influence you unless you allow it? Unless you let it? Unless you empower it by living there? So are you conversing with a corpse? Are you ministering in a graveyard? Your new life can't benefit you either unless you empower it by living there. Present, future, not present, past. So which is it going to be? The old or the new? It's a no-brainer, but I leave you to think about it because you may never have thought about it before, and that package on the sideboard is glinting in the sunlight, just begging to be opened.